Live, you can bring up what you want. And we're talking bankruptcy, specifically the bankruptcy of a municipality and what that means. I'll tell you what it means for Detroit here in a little bit. They may be taken over by an emergency manager, and that is rubbing some people the wrong way. With you in the studio tonight, however, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Daryl.
And we'll continue, though, with your calls first, and then we'll talk more about what's going on with Detroit. Let's go straight to the phones, to the fun. Tony is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tony.
How are you guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was responding to actually your program from last night.
All right.
You were talking about the force feeding at Guantanamo.
Yeah, they were talking about how people are being force-fed through their nostrils in Guantanamo.
What?
I will tell you that my husband is a survivor of a stroke, and while he was in the hospital, he needed to be fed through an NG tube, which is through his nose. And that was such torture for him at the time that even, you know, even being in intensive care, it was just torture for him. And
that's where they use smaller tubes, unlike in prison where they shove larger tubes up your nose. So it's even worse when you're in prison. So you're saying this was horrifying for him an institution where they were concerned with how he was feeling.
Exactly. And it was so horrifying that he made a medical directive and said that there is no way in hell that he would want to be, you know, intubated, even if it saved his life.
Wow. He won't want to go through that again, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly.
Wow, thank you for sharing.
I was just responding to that. That just moved me so much listening to that last night. That I needed to say something about that.
Thank you. I'm glad you did, and I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it, Tony.
And we will see you up in Fort Fest.
Oh, that's exciting.
Awesome.
First time?
Oh, no, second time.
Oh, wow. Awesome. When did you go last time, last year?
Last year.
Okay.
Yep.
So you must have enjoyed yourself then.
I danced with the man in the tutu.
That was me.
That was me.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right, see you
this summer.
Man in the tutu.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That was at the big gay dance party, and I hear
the bigger, gayer dance party.
That's true, and I hear that it will be back this year, and
Dancier.
Buzz is going to be back. The originator of the party is retaking it back over. I don't know what it will be called this time around.
This year it should be Dancier.
Is that official? Or?
Well, the first time it was the big gay dance party. The bigger gayer dance party. So this year it should be bigger gayer, dancier.
Dance party.
I think it should be biggest, gayest, dancest.
No, that's danciest. In like three more. Because you have to go through all
the You don't want to overdo it, because then next year what will it be called?
Exactly.
The biggest gay
the
dance party.
The most biggest.
And then the biggest, gayest.
All and then you can just do the son of the biggest, gayest.
Yes. I already worked all of this out during the first one and told Buzz, here's how it should go.
So, porkfest.com, if you want to learn more about that, porcfest.com. Probably worth mentioning right now that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, and that's who puts on the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You know, we talk a lot about freedom on this show, and if you're in a place like Detroit, you might want to get out of there. If you're anywhere, actually, where there's no vibrant, exciting, fun, growing liberty movement. If you don't have that where you are, you can have it just by coming here to New Hampshire, where we've got over 1,000 people who've moved together. None of the three of us in this room knew one another before the Free State Project.
Nope.
And now we do, and it's great. And there are hundreds of people. There are actually over 1,000 people already here for it. But that's only about 5% of what we'd want to see happen in the future. We want 20,000 people to be here. And we've already seen that first 1,000 have an incredible effect on both the political scene in New Hampshire as well as outside of that, creating media and doing outreach and things like that. So really, if you love liberty and you understand what freedom's all about, the freedom to live your life how you want as long as you don't hurt anybody else, and if you get that, and you want to do something about actually seeing that come to reality in your lifetime, go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there. Learn more about the Free State Project, the 101 reasons that are there to move to New Hampshire. A very persuasive document. Would recommend you take the time to look at that. freestateproject.org. So back to Detroit, a deficit of about $327 million. That's for this year. But their debt, their long-term obligations amount to approximately $14 billion, according to Bloomberg.
A question about that long-term debt. Is that future liabilities, or is that just the amount of debt that they have currently taken out?
I don't have that clear.
Because the way it says long-term debt...
He said future liabilities.
Makes it sound as though it's the unfunded liabilities.
Whatever it is, it's unfunded. I mean, they
right.
they can't afford this, and they are going to possibly be turned over to an emergency manager. They're blustering about it. They don't want that to happen. They're probably going to go ahead and go to court over this. But it says here that a state takeover is preferable to bankruptcy because it would keep control in the state and city out of it would take. Keep control in the state and would keep the city out of federal court. The emergency manager could recommend a Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing to his bosses, the state governor, Mr. Snyder, and would have the authority to seek such protection. Now, Snyder made the declaration of a financial emergency under a 1990 state law. The process, weakened by voters last year, will be reinvigorated on March 27th when a new version of the law takes effect. It gives overseers in place at that time broader powers to restructure municipalities and school districts. They can sell assets. They can cancel union contracts. That's huge.
That is.
Yes.
To be able to come into any government organization and just to be able to take an axe to an entire union contract. Because really, these union contracts, as well as the pension plans, which are part and parcel to the union contract.
I would expect that to be the last thing to go.
Usually they would be the last thing to go because the union employees are incredibly influential and powerful over the government. But it's also where all the money's being poured into. I mean, you look at any business, and you certainly look at any government, and you'll see that the bulk of the money's being spent on personnel.
Well, I wonder how much debt the state government is. Yeah, I mean, it's likely that they have debt, too. So
probably.
If they take over Detroit, and what did they do? These other places they took over, I wonder, did they just absorb the debt and then, I don't know. I wonder what they do with that.
Well, a year ago, the governor avoided seeking an emergency manager in Detroit. The last week decision, they just made this decision recently, followed decades of decline in the hometown of General Motors. The move fueled political tensions, as it would mean a white Republican's appointee taking control of a community that is predominantly Democratic and more than 80% black. And indeed, that is one of the points made over on the Nation article, pointing out that something like 98% of Detroit voters. It says here, Barack Obama received 98% of the almost 300,000 votes cast in Detroit. So, it makes sense that, from the idea of democracy, this is pretty upsetting to people. I mean,
yes.
they voted for the people that they voted for to run Detroit. Now, albeit Detroit, Detroit's in really bad shape. But now the people who voted for those folks, those people that were elected, they're going to get possibly just taken out. I mean, they're just going to be removed, and the Republican government at the state level is going to be in charge of the city. And I can understand why that's upsetting.
In a lot of ways, that sounds sort of like Reconstruction.
I mean, I think it just sort of removes a part of the illusion that people have influence over the government. So let's say that people in Detroit do have complete influence over the government. Everyone in Detroit votes on every action. It's still a situation where they're in tons of debt. Like, what are they supposed to? What do the people of Detroit expect to happen?
Basically, the state of Michigan is coming in and saying, you have the right to make decisions, but you've made really, really, really bad decisions for a really long time.
Right. You should either...
We're not letting you choose anymore.
Right. Either accept that, either take responsibility. I don't think that the people of Detroit have really anything to do except for, what demographic they fit in and how they vote or whatever. I don't think that it's their fault that the city's in tons of debt.
No, it's not their fault.
But at the same time, it's like you can't be like, no, we want to keep that, because then it's like you take responsibility for it. So
right.
Is it your debt now?
855-450-FREE. Well, it's certainly not the politician's debt. They're also not responsible for it.
It's true.
I've got some information on Chapter 9.
Okay. 855-450-FREE. You can also, maybe if you've got some input, add that into the discussion. 855-450-FREE. Connect on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. More Free Talk Live coming up.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want and do it via the toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. We've got news updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is preferential to you. You go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for any of them there. Go to, again, news.freetalklive.com. Now, speaking of paying off your debts, you are probably a lot better at managing your money than any government is. And yeah, there's still some stuff you need to know when it comes to getting a mortgage, and the folks over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you out. Now, every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments. From the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount going to interest decreases. Nevertheless, a 30-year loan first payment has 35% going to principal reduction and 65% going to interest. In today's interest rate environment, it'll take 10.5 years for 50% of the payment to go to principal and the other 50% to go to interest. That's a long time. Now, 20-year loans, first payment has 49.6% going to principal reduction, and it takes 4 months for the split to go to 50-50. A 15-year loan has 59% going to principal reduction, and it gets better from there. So learn more by calling the Mortgage Minute Guy at 866-288-0088 about how they can help you get your mortgage. 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Again, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let's go to B.C. Traybill calling from Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Alley, and Daryl.
Yeah, I was listening a while ago. Somebody said something about the city more or less serving at the behest of the state. And as I sat here listening, one of the other, the gal over there said something about, you know, do the people have control over the government or any influence? But, you know, I just wanted to say that, you know, the people are the only real thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, the people who live there are real. The city is a fictitious entity.
But the debt is very real, too. So does it come down? Does the debt come down on the people who are real? If the city is just fictitious,
no.
But it's still collecting debt.
No, there's no way that the debt could come down on the people because they're not actually named as part of the city. They're not officially, you know, their names aren't on the debt paperwork. They're not holding any kind of ownership in the city. I don't think that would be the case at all.
Okay. Well, there is no city, Ian, because the city is fictitious. It doesn't exist. It never existed.
It's
there
true.
Is nothing called the city of Detroit.
Well, no,
there are not elected officials doing horrible deeds under the title City of Detroit because that doesn't exist.
Well, no, I get totally what BC's saying here. I mean, cities are, municipal corporations are just ideas. They don't actually exist. They're
right, but to say that they're fictitious.
They're legal fictions. I mean, they're not real. Right? Like, there's buildings, there's cars, there's people.
I think of them more like the mob.
What's it? Well, yeah, that's true. They are essentially an organized criminal gang. But, BC, go ahead with your point.
Okay, now, originally, now, y'all said something about Detroit being founded in 1701. Now, at that point, I think the city, participation in the city was somewhat voluntary. That, you know, they create this organization they call the City of Detroit, and they sort of delegate certain tasks to it, and by doing this cooperatively, you know, in an organization through the city, there's a synergistic effect. It works better than everybody trying to do their own thing. And so there's some benefits. I think originally, my own little town, the business district burnt down every couple of years for a number of years, and they finally realized that it would be cheaper to install a water system to fight the fires than it would be to survive, you know, successive burn downs.
Okay.
And so there was a financial benefit of doing a water system. So the people who lived in the town incorporated into a town, made their little water system, and, you know, everybody was wealthier. You didn't have, you know, the town burned down was sort of like Basquiat's broken window, you know.
I think in some situations, people, or in a lot of situations, people will be like, look, this thing that just happens naturally, like fires or something, or floods, that this affects all of us, and, you know, there's a way that if we all come together, then we can impose some things that would make this less likely to happen, that would be less expensive. But the whole idea of, like, the real premise behind every city government is that everyone who lives there is part of it in the sense that they have to pay property taxes to one degree or the other. So it's not a voluntary thing.
But they're not part of the decision-making. Right. They're not all opting in. But if what you're saying is the case, BC, if everybody opts into an idea, then that's totally fine, right? Like, if everybody decides, yeah, we need this water system and 100% of the people are on board with it, and, you know, if 95% of the people are on board with it and the other 5% just doesn't want that kind of thing and they're allowed to opt out, then that's totally acceptable. And you're saying that you think that at one point in time that it was that way in some places.
Well, in this case, initially there was, you know, there was cooperation. Now later, you know, there's the usual politics. Money is flowing through the city, and we all know that it's going to wind up in somebody's pocket. Mm-hmm. You know, some of it is, which is what eventually happens in Detroit. Now that's where the debt is. Somebody took something, didn't give something back. And they were just taking money, and now this fictitious entity is at you know, owes its money to banks, and you know, and they've got real legal documents that say, you know, we're owed this money and we want it, and now the state's coming in. What can they do? They don't have the dollars.
I don't know. It's just a last.
Well, and the state doesn't exist either, right?
No, it doesn't.
Like,
I mean,
there is nothing called the government of the state of Michigan.
There's people who call themselves that.
Well,
yeah. The establishment of the state in the United States is sort of the original 13 started off as corporation, you know, chartered by the king, as I understand it, and so that never was totally voluntary. It'd be interesting. In 1701, my God, was Detroit, was it, you know, was it English or French?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You know, in the context of this idea. But basically, I did want to say, the idea of a hierarchy, now theoretically in a federal system of government, there's distributed powers. And each you know, each little entity that everybody recognizes, okay, it's fictitious. We say they're not real, but we recognize them, and we operate like they're real. And but each you know, you body, I like to call it a body of the government. I don't like to call it a level.
All right, you got to get to your point fast.
Okay, I understand, which I'm not going to be able to do now. But we got to a lot of it. I'm happy with
very
what
good,
I said.
BC. I appreciate your input and thank you for the call tonight. And Daryl, if you want to talk further about the fiction idea, we can do that here in a moment. I think I totally understand where he was coming from. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of Free Talk Live. That's the show. You can call in, bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
And Allie is here courtesy of her website, AllieHavens.com. That is your blog site. Is that the best thing to be promoting for you right now?
Yes.
Okay. So are you blogging actively?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I see. I didn't want to promote something.
I can't. It's hard for me to know when I should take a real life experience and put it online. And I'm really bad about that. But I try to update it and I want to get better about it. But for now, AllieHavens.com is a good thing just to have on your Google Reader for when I finally do update it.
All right, fair enough. Allie Havens, that's AlliHavens.com. You can go there and get more Allie. There's still some stuff you have posted.
There's some stuff. I mean, I haven't changed that much since I posted.
I say, when in doubt, go ahead and post it. I mean, if you don't have content, it's better to have something up there. Unless it's something that you think could hurt you or something like that in the long run.
That's true. Maybe I'll blog about my new haircut.
It's nice. I like
it. Thank you.
I don't know. Is it, like, based on some sort of famous person's haircut? I don't know.
You know how girls are. We're just like, I feel spicy. I want a new haircut.
Well, was it one of those things of this girl in Twilight had a haircut like this?
It was more like this girl who I'm related to has bangs, and I really wanted them.
Your sister?
Your sister?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, 855-450-FREE. If you're watching the cam, you can see what Allie's talking about because the secondary cam is pointed at her at the moment.
Right in my face.
That's right. Cam.freetalklive.com. We're going to get back to the phone calls here, but Daryl, you were kind of trying to hold the last caller's feet to the flames or something with his claims about the government is a fiction.
Yeah, he said it's a fictitious entity.
legally, that's a true statement. I mean, I'm gonna back him up all the way on this. I mean, a legal municipal corporation is not real. What is real are buildings, cars, and people. Municipal corporations are just a file folder with some papers in them that create a person, which is this legal concept, a fiction, because it's not real.
Okay, so based on that claim, there is no such thing as Delta Airlines, because Delta Airlines is just a piece of paper. And somebody
Delta Airlines, the corporation.
Somebody operates some airplanes with the word Delta on it, and there's flight attendants that get paychecks from a place that doesn't exist, so the paycheck isn't real.
Well,
airplanes don't actually exist. People go to an airport, get molested by the TSA to go pretend to fly somewhere.
I don't think that the term real is a good, like, I don't think it's a descriptive enough or distinctive enough term to for us to have this conversation, because what does it mean to say, like, when I say
nobody
the
has
government's
ever
not,
gotten on an airplane. Ever.
No.
At any time, because the airplanes are owned by a fictitious entity.
No, I think it's okay to have concepts. I think contracts.
Huckleberry Finn owns everything.
Stop interrupting the lady.
Huckleberry Finn is a fictitious person.
I'm trying to agree with you. So, contracts are real. Contracts are a real thing, but they're not real like the way people are real, if you're using real in that way. But I think that they're real and they have bearing on human behavior. I think that contracts are legitimate, and I don't think government's legitimate, so I don't think that there's any obligation on someone to fulfill any, like, there's no obligations you have to government, because government's only a concept. It's not, and it's illegitimate in the way that it tries to be some kind of contractual thing.
Right, but there are actually people that work for these governments that don't exist, and they put people in cages inside jails, and they do horrible things, and they drop real bombs on real people. So to say that government is fictitious and that everything that happens by a government never actually happened because it's
all a Mark Twain story. No, I think you're taking the term fictitious and you're applying certain things to it that are very real and acting as though it's all fictitious because someone said the government or the city of Keene or whatever is a fiction.
If they want to say that the government is illegitimate, I will completely agree with that. But
can we just
say
switch
that
to
the government doesn't exist because it's fictitious is a complete absurdity.
I'm just going to have to disagree. I think there's maybe a miscommunication going on here.
By fictitious, do you mean illegitimate? Or do you mean something more?
No, it's a legal fiction.
People using one word and applying their own definition to it.
In what way is it a legal fiction? Because you're saying you couldn't back it up with logic, any kind of justice?
In the world of legal land, there are things called corporations.
Yes.
A corporation is something that is not real. It's not an actual, like, when people talk about corporations, they act as though that a corporation is the buildings and the people and the airplanes and things like that. That's not what a corporation is. A corporation is a government-granted set of protections for the people that are running a business.
Yes.
To limit them from liability for their actions.
Yes.
When they're acting as the corporation, they are a person in legal land.
Yes.
A corporation is considered a person. You want to talk about redefining words, that's all they do in legal land.
Yes.
So they've redefined the word person to not just mean a flesh and blood human being, but to also mean the corporation, as though Walmart is a person, which of course most people look at that and they say that's ridiculous. And it is ridiculous.
Yes.
So that's legal land for you. It is a fictitious entity that does not exist.
Walmart is not real. I've never shopped at Walmart.
You have shopped at a place that is run by people who call it Walmart. You could have a business called Walmart, but a corporation, you can't walk into a corporation. It's a file folder with pieces of paper in it.
Well, a corporation is just the contracts. I guess it's like how they group the kind of contracts under which you run your business. Like, a corporation basically just means, I mean, we learned about this in public school, so my knowledge of it's pretty scarce. But my understanding is that the reason you would open up an LLC is specifically for the purpose to limit your liability, but I don't think necessarily the limiting liability factor is what makes it illegitimate, because I think that it's like, it's fine for someone to be like, look, I'm going to go into this business deal, but it's not appealing to me at all if it means that you get to come after my house or my car or like things that are separate from the company, my personal items.
I think if you do something, you should be liable for it.
I think, well, I mean, if you contract with that person, you know, or that company, you know that, hey, I can't take this person's house. I can't take their car. I can't take their kids' tuition funds. I can only take whatever invest or whatever assets the company
itself
has.
So Plumber has a corporation named Joe Plumber LLC. He comes into your house, totally destroys your house, doing whatever job you hired him to do, and then he just gets to say, "Well, that's not me. That's Joe Plumber LLC. So therefore, you don't get to take my house from me or take any kind of money because my LLC doesn't have any money." Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, isn't it? It would it not be a buyer beware situation? Like, say I'm getting the plumber to do some kind of like big deal thing on my sewage system, and it could totally ruin my entire house.
Well, there could be insurance for things
or whatever. Okay. Yeah. So, but I know when I'm hiring that guy, that because he's part of an LLC, that the only thing at stake if he messes up is the corporation's assets. There's no going after the guy or any of his personal assets, because that's not part of the deal. Why can't people voluntarily contract in that way?
So they should be able to.
What's the difference between hiring Joe Plumber's LLC, who totally destroys your house and then says, I don't own anything because the LLC only has $2 in the bank.
Yeah, in the van.
And going down and picking up a day labor guy who owns absolutely nothing, and he winds up destroying your house.
Well, again, Allie's right. It is buyer beware, but I don't think most people realize the ridiculous level of protection that corporations allow people.
Yeah, I think the government definitely has messed up the whole people's concept of what a corporation is, because there's so much collusion and they get to blame certain favors that they do. It's like, well, it's a corporation, so it's a different kind of thing. It's not collusion, but that's just government. That's, I don't blame the idea of limited liability on governments messing with it.
If people stopped believing in government tomorrow, it wouldn't exist anymore.
Well, limited liability companies might exist. It'd be the same thing as a corporation.
I don't know how you can have a corporation without government to grant it powers and benefits.
You don't think there'd be a justice system?
855 450 free. There's more coming up. We can continue in moments. Free Talk Live.
Attention, men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bidinstant.com, and they'll allow you to deposit money at more than a million locations across about 10 countries. Select how you want to fund your account, and it makes it easy. You can do it through actually physically dropping off cash at places like CVS or Walmart. You can also use Dwolla and some other online services. Go to bitinstant.com and get your bitcoins. And if you don't know yet what bitcoins are, they're a decentralized currency. They are not owned by some corporation. It is an actual open source project that is created by and operated by people who are not hiding under some sort of corporate protection, and they therefore are not targetable by the state. They're not regulated by the state because corporations are creatures of the state. BitInstant.com. Go there. Get your bitcoins today.
Your non-fictional currency.
Well, of course, you can't hold a bitcoin in your hand necessarily.
Well,
but
yes, then is
you
it can. Real? You can, actually.
Well, they physical have physical bitcoins, bit notes. I have some bit notes.
They have physical bitcoins, but those aren't real bitcoins.
Ian, if my bitcoins get stolen, who do I run to?
You got nothing.
Oh, well, where's the liability? I need it.
Wait, what?
For it to be real currency, I need liability. That's not how the real world works.
It's a real currency because it's not. What we're discussing is corporations and whether or not they're real. And to me,
you're saying they're not real because they're just filings on paper.
They're imaginations
held by
imaginary entities.
So, when I think imaginary entity,
you think leprechauns, things like that.
Leprechauns, Figment. Like, you know, what was the little dinosaur from Epcot Center?
I don't know.
Are you guys too young to even know what I'm talking about?
I've been to Epcot once in my life.
Okay, there was the little dinosaur that was, I think his name was Figment.
Hmm.
Because he's a figment of your imagination.
Okay.
That's cute.
Yeah, so like unicorns and leprechauns.
Unicorns are real.
Yes, I know. I'm a fan of that page on Facebook. Unicorns are real.
Missed that one.
Yeah, so when I hear fiction, and then, like, works of fiction, like Tom Sawyer, The Adventure of Tom Sawyer never happened because they were fiction created in the mind of Mark Twain.
That's literary fiction.
And written on paper.
Different from legal fiction.
Okay.
Similar, but different.
And then I've got to call you out on something.
Please.
Because you said that no one should hide behind an LLC.
Mm.
You operate a automobile that is owned by an LLC.
That's right.
So I've got to call you out on that.
Yeah, but you don't know who owns the LLC.
I don't. I have a good idea, but I don't actually know. And I don't think anybody could ever find out because it's
I'm not saying don't get an LLC. I never said don't get an LLC. It's a smart thing to do in the world in which, you know, the government can target certain things of yours and take them from you. If the IRS comes after you.
But you said people should not hide behind that.
I tend to think that a business should not hide behind an LLC. I absolutely agree.
You're
that.
Encouraging people to get an LLC to protect themselves from government.
Yep, I think that in the
so
world
how is that not a contradictory statement?
It's the statement has to do with what is ideal versus what's reality.
Because that would be like me going to a local sandwich place and saying, I want bacon on my sandwich, but don't you dare put bacon on my sandwich.
I don't think it's like
because
versus
I love
real
bacon.
And reality. I think it's about. Well, my judgment is that I think, Ian, it's about your personal thoughts on whether or not someone should be liable when acting like what if they should always be liable 100%, like everything they have should be on the line or at all points, or if there's certain contracts which are legitimate in which the person is only partly liable,
you can
only
waive
to the extent
liability.
Of their
like
job.
Like if you were entering into a contract, you could certainly waive liability for certain things, like in a rental agreement that you guys have both rented from me at some
yes.
point. It says that you know I'm not liable for if you break something of yours or whatever. You can of course waive any of these liabilities in a contract, and then it's an actual agreement between people. But what I was saying about LLCs is that or in corporations or whatever that. In the world we live today, this is a concept that is widely accepted, and it is useful to avoid government persecution against your assets. So there is that. But the other statement I was making that you're saying is a contradiction was more of a vision for what I think should be the case, and that is that businesses shouldn't be able to hide behind this corporate veil. I think corporations shouldn't exist, but as long as they do, then they can be useful.
Okay.
So let's go to the phones. Seth's on the line, listening in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live, Seth.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I fell down another rabbit hole recently.
Uh-oh.
that's always dangerous.
Did you sue the rabbit?
I don't know what kind of...
Take him for all he's got. Don't let him hide.
Or not, really. I wanted to talk about the RepRap tonight. Have you guys heard of this? Or the MakerBot? You probably heard of a MakerBot, right?
No. Have either of you heard about this?
I know what this is.
I have no clue of what a MakerBot is.
The MakerBot and the RepRap. Tell me more.
All right. MakerBot is a more commercial version of a 3D printer. The RepRap is its open source cousin. That's a lot less. That's a lot cheaper, and it can make its own. It can basically make itself.
How do you spell RipRap?
Yeah, that was what I was going to ask. Two words.
RepRap.
RepRap. Okay.
RepRap.org. Yeah, it's like replicating something.
Hmm. Oh, I thought you were saying RipRap.
Yeah. It sounded like that in the beginning.
RepRap.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. These guys in Bath, England, and all several other places are designing these units. They're already down to like the third version. I think it's actually been going on for about 3 years, and you can get one now pre-made for about like $350-ish, or you can get the parts yourself.
$350. Gotcha.
Yeah, right. I mean, as opposed to like a $2,000 MakerBot. And
okay, I'm sorry. When you said this was like industry equipment, I was thinking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It used to be. But not anymore.
Wow.
So you can make all strange. I mean, people are making cups and machine parts, gears, you name it. There's tons of videos on YouTube about it, and it's pretty amazing.
So cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. And
do you have one of these things yet?
Not yet, but I'm seriously considering getting one.
So it's an open source.
Yeah,
machine that can create itself.
create itself, exactly. There's already tons of eBay stores and online stores selling the parts and like full machines.
Can it create anything other than itself? Because if all it does is create itself, then that's pretty useless.
No. It can create lots of different things. There's a website called Thingiverse.com. That is basically an open source deposit.
I've heard of this. So somebody designs some sort of 3D printable thing. They can upload it to Thingiverse, and then anybody else can download it.
Will it create the Terminator robot to come back from the future to warn humanity that machines are taking over the world?
Possibly, but I see this as a great liberating thing.
No doubt.
Extremely liberating device.
This reminds me of money and to save money. The whole idea of like the genie giving you three wishes, and of course the first thing you ask for is more wishes, and this is sort of that. It's like they made this machine that can make, you know, well, I guess it's limited what you can make with it, but you can make a lot of different things out of a specific material, and then you can even make another machine that can do the same thing. I just think that's great.
Me a sandwich.
They encourage on the website. They encourage you to like, you know, make more when you get one. They say make parts for somebody else and so on and so on and so on. But it's mostly with plastics now, and they've got it up to like three different colors, I think. And there's a few different kinds of plastic you can feed it to it. You feed it with like filament, like plastic, and then it heats it up. And then basically, you know, the bottom, the floor moves one way, and the head moves another way, and it just slowly layers upwards until the 3D object is built. It's pretty amazing.
Awesome. So, thanks for the heads up on that. That's reprap, R-E-P-R-A-P .org, and that'll take you to a wiki site with some more information.
Yeah, by the way, got my Bitcoin, and I'm super excited about it.
Oh, fantastic.
It keeps spreading the word on Bitcoin, guys. It's great.
We will do that. And, Seth, thanks for your call and the thoughts tonight. Yeah, the 3D printing, something that keeps coming up on this show, and it's because people are pretty jazzed about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the
and I'm surprised how long 3D printing has been around.
When did it really kind of start?
The first 3D printer was invented in the late 70s or early 80s. But it's really, within the past few years, gotten to the point to where it's actually affordable for people.
Sure has. And it's only going to get better and more effective, and the materials will become more varied, I think, over time that they can utilize. And the stuff that can be made in anyone's home will become more more varied as well. 855-450-FREE, and maybe at some point we'll get to like nanomachines or something that can create food, or I don't know how that'll work. But
make me a sandwich.
At some point that will happen, right? Like, it's been envisioned. It has to become real. 855-450-FREE, hour three is on the way, whether you want to talk about legal fictions, the Detroit bankruptcy, we still have some more stuff we can cover there and your calls as well.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.